Dr. Alana DeGrasse here with Turning on the Lights Global Institute, and this is your next podcast. You know, today our topic is all about the fact that you have to show up in order to see the results. You have to show up in order to see the results. Today, I want to bring you into a live stream that I've had recently where we talk about some of the stories that I had to really get through in order to become the person that I am today, someone who has impacted hundreds of lives through my coaching and through my speaking. And so I want to encourage you, as you listen to this, to grab your notebooks and get ready, because I want to challenge you to show up with regards to your goals for your personal and professional lives like never before. But let's say our mantra together. I'm beautiful, I'm valuable, and nothing about me is a mistake. Let me say it to you. You're beautiful, you're valuable, and nothing about you is a mistake. I hope you enjoy this podcast. Let's deep dive.
And there was just my cat. I remember showing up, and it was just me looking in the mirror. But guess what? I showed up because I knew that there was going to be a day when, because of my consistency, because of my level of persistence, I knew that those people who really needed the solutions that I believed I had to help them to propel forward, I believed that they would show up. But guess what? I had to start somewhere. I didn't just arrive, and what seemingly looks so super easy comes with dedication. It comes with discipline. It comes with showing up when nobody knows you, when no one has your book in their hand, when no one understands your conference, and no one knows who you are. You know, I had to decide at that season, okay, I'm going to show up. Even if everyone around me kept telling me, oh, I know you want to do this thing, but it's never going to work. Who's ever going to go to a conference like that? Who's ever going to buy or invest in something like that? So I don't know. Am I alone? Are you guys feeling this energy? Because every day I wake up, I am super grateful that I get to serve. I'm super grateful that I get to encourage. I'm super grateful that I get to help individuals strategize and really get clear around where they want to go. And if you have enjoyed the tribe, I want you to put that down in the chat box. What do you like about being in the tribe? And if you're new, please say I'm new. I've never been. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm new to this experience. Well, if you're new, first of all, I want to say welcome. If you're new, I want to tell you that you are in a place that is actually real with real people. If you're a real person, heart it up, real people, real business owners, real individuals who wake up every single day, work hard to do what they're doing. So first, I want to say, man, shout out to everybody I am honored to coach. You guys allow this job to be so beautiful. And my hope is that when you wake up every day, when you set out to do your tasks, and if you're in the tribe, BCM or WBC, when you do your homework to really say to yourself, how can I make revenue in this business? One day, just like you see me talking to you, you're going to have your tribe. You're going to have those people purchasing your books. You're going to have those people saying, oh my goodness, wow, Miss Janelle Hall Blondell, I didn't know I could do it. I brought my teenager to see you and he has such confidence. I brought my individual to see Maggie, and now my whole family can have more financial freedom because I showed up. And that's what's going to happen with all of you. If you have something you're doing, once you show up, see, you can't, no, it's funny to me sometimes when I talk to business owners and they come to my office and they say, oh, I really have a service, but I'm not making any revenue. I want to say to you, how are you showing up? Because if you don't show up, if you just say, here's my flyer and put it out there and expect 20 people to come, that is not how business works. You have got to show up in such a way that your passion, that your desire to see that person come out on the other side is stronger than your lack of consistency. It's stronger than your ability to persist. You really got to dedicate yourself. And you know what? I remember I was telling someone just yesterday, I said, I remember when I said, maybe I'm just going to pause here because maybe this isn't working and maybe it's just not worth it. Have you ever had a moment where you asked yourself, you know what? Is it worth it? Now, let me see. Ayana says, I got some places I need to go, and this is my time. This is my season. Nothing. She is ready to go. Hey, Ayana, I love it. She's all in. Kimberly says, yes, I've been through some Thanks. Yes. Michael says, man, it is 2 p.m. in Johannesburg. Where has this day gone? What looks easy is never easy. My mother wants me to get a job, and I'm 50. Kathleen, good morning to you. Ayana, good day. Yes, speaking. You're helping me. Yes, BOLs all day. So I see people from Speaking Right on course. So hey, guys. Janelle says, welcome. Michael says, led by leaders. Michael says, hello to Janelle. Janelle says, welcome to the tribe. Welcome, Ayana. Thank you for the warm welcome. So yes, we have some leaders in the place to be. Michael Lee. Hey, Michael, drop down what you're doing. So we've got some dreamers. We've got some movers. We've got some shakers. And I want you to know that you're not by yourself. The reason why I even formed IWBCC, and it's not just for women. So therefore, you're going to start seeing more men join us, because I have the pleasure of going around speaking to hundreds of people, teaching thousands of people. And what I recognize at the end of it, so, you know, I would do these wonderful motivating talks, and there would be these long lines of people, and they would say, I get what you're saying. Yeah, I'm motivated. Yep, I even got my affirmation on the wall. But now, where do I take this? And I don't have a group. I don't really have a place where there's real people that really care about what I'm doing. And so I said, they said, Dr. D, what can you do? And I was like, I don't know. You know, I didn't think about that, because do I care to be on social media? Do I really feel like being on Facebook? Not really. I'm already busy. I don't have to be on these tools, on these platforms. But what I want to encourage you about this morning is that I had to recognize, you know what, this, what I'm doing is beyond me. Say it's beyond me. So your desire to help others is way beyond you. Because there are billions of people on this planet, and we have to get out of this scarcity mentality that, oh my gosh, who's going to want what I have? There are so many people, right, that need what you have. There's so many people that need to hear your story, that need to look at what you're saying, that need to understand what it is. Like, I love Michael. He has this whole program around creativity and helping you to get things done. So, you know, I'm going to start every Wednesday, for those of you who show up, I'm going to start to allow you to network. We're going to call it Networking Wednesdays. How you guys like that? So while I'm chatting, you know, I want you authentically, don't just drop your link. I want you authentically to, number one, connect to our themes while we're talking. And number two, let people know what you're trying to do. That's how you make connection. It's not just, here's my link and I'm out. But get to know people, because one of the visions I have for 2020 is to really partner, to share, to help people really elevate their platform. Do you guys like that? Now, how many of you are still there? How many of you have, you know, you're like, girl, I'm making my bacon and my eggs. I'll see you tomorrow. Well, anyway, I want to just say I am so happy that you're here. So that's why the tribe was formed, because I recognized that there were many people that not only needed to have more strategy to get to their goals, but they also needed to know, you know what, I'm not by myself, and I don't have to shrink my goals to make other people feel comfortable. So there's a couple of things I want to talk about. So what do you do when you don't see any results? Like, what do you do if you've been in business and maybe you're not able yet to work? You know, I remember when I started out and I had to work like at different points working at two different jobs and doing all of that. I remember those days. I remember those moments. I also remember the moment when I sat in front of my mirror and I said, this is the year. Where I'm going to scale everything I'm doing. This is the year where everything I have been doing, research and knowledge and trainings and all that stuff, because at some point, now I don't know if you guys understand this, but you can invest in a lot of things, but until you yourself figure out how it works for you, it doesn't matter. It's like, as much as I might want to be fit and healthy, I can line up all the most healthiest nutritionists, I can get the best coaches in the world, but until I put on my sweats, my socks, my sneakers, and get out there and take the first run, it doesn't matter what they tell me, because I have to have intrinsic motivation. I've got to be able to be fervently, like I said on Monday, fervently planted on the vision that I have. So don't be shy today. This is your time to network, get to know each other, put down what you're getting, let us know what are you all about, what fires you up. Connect with people, get to know them, because moving into 2020, we are going to take a lot of time to really show people that there really is a solid group of individuals that you can share with, eventually learn from. Maybe you might even do a training with them. I don't know. But we're going to spend a lot of time really being authentic, because there are a lot of groups out here on these social platforms. But what makes this one unique is that we want to actually get to know everybody that's in the tribe. So we've got people who create products. We've got people who create trainings. We've got people who are training to be coaches. We've got people helping families. We've got so many different types of people all over the world. So I want to ask you this first question. Where are you streaming in from? Are you happy you tuned in this morning? Because it is 7 a.m. where I'm at. Are you happy you tuned in? And what's one bold goal you have for 2020. Now, I saw some bold goals on Monday, and I said, hey, watch out. I think I saw Michael say he was gonna show thousands or hundreds of people his video training. I love it. Good morning, Deborah. Good to see you. Let's see, what else am I seeing? Ayana says, truth, intrinsic motivation. Yes, good morning, my tribe, my shout out. Hey, good morning. 2020 is my start to the next 2020 year update. So, all right. So let's talk about this. We'll go into our theme for today. So how do you win when you don't see any results? The first question I would ask you is, why are you so passionate about this particular area or solution that you're trying to provide? So why are you so passionate about it? And I want you to, you know, even when I get off, I want you to answer that in a journal entry. So go ask yourself, why am I so passionate about this thing that I want to do? Because I want you to get really, really clear. I mean, you should have a little bit of tenacity when you write this. It should be like, oh my gosh, I'm so passionate about this because I'm tired of seeing people be obese, and I'm tired of seeing people struggle with, you know, heart disease, and I'm tired of seeing, and I really want to see these people lead healthier lives. You know, if I were Maggie, I could say, I'm tired of seeing people struggle in debt. I'm tired of seeing families split up over a financial crisis. You know, you've got to think to yourself, what is making you motivated to do what you do? Because it's got to be greater than the flyer. Your motivation has to be greater than your web page. Your motivation has to be greater than just going to a couple of events. You've got to really be dedicated in your why. Then number two, I would ask you, start to put a number to what results you wish to see. It's not enough to say, I want to be successful, right? Start thinking in units. How many units of this thing do I need to sell in order to make this amount? How many, because the clearer you are, the closer you get. The clearer you are, the closer you can get to your goal. So if you know, for example, you know, I'm just making this up, you have 10 books and you just want to give it a test. You know, you have 10 books and, you know, you want to make $100. Well, you're right. Get those 10 books and sell them to 10 people. You have to start getting very clear about what is the end result. Because if you're just showing up places and you have no expectation, you don't have the number in mind, then, you know, the CMF plan, cross my fingers plan, doesn't always work. And you can have a whole year where you're just a seesaw. You see some wins, then you drop down. You see some wins and you drop down again. But true consistency is putting the number to the goal and then saying to yourself throughout this entire year, what consistent actions can I take to get to that goal, to get to that number? And I mean, you really got, now that $10 book for 10 people, that's a small example. But even if you wanted to scale that, 5,000, 10,000, it's the same thing. It's, what is it going to take? And here's the other thing. So the first one is to get very clear about your why. The second one is to then put a number to the goal that you have. But here's the third one. So the third one is this. So the third one is, are you willing to take the actions? Hey, good morning, Miss K. Good to see you. Maggie says, the clearer you are, the closer you are. That's right. Janelle Hall says, I am the queen of teens and I support teens to become confident and love who they are. Yes. So today in Networking Wednesday, don't be shy. Put down in the paragraph, what is it that you do? Be excited about it. Now, y'all have to keep me on my points because I just was wrapping up a point to give you the third point, and I have lost myself while I'm trying to respond to you guys. So you guys, who's still with me? Who is still with me? So put a number to the goal. See, I remember one day, I'm just telling you guys a real story because I think the best thing I can do is talk about my own journey. And I want you to ask me questions. Don't be shy, and I'll answer them as much as I, as clearer as I possibly can. So I remember, you know, when I was working in my business and I wasn't making any money, I remember I was committed. I would get up every day. I would even show up. But at some point at the end of the month, I would just be like, man, I can't keep doing this, right? Have you ever gotten to that place? I'm like, I can't keep doing this. Either this is a hobby or this is actually a revenue-bearing business. Either I'm just doing this for fun or this is a revenue-bearing system and solution that I'm offering to others. So I remember when I first started and it was frustrating. I remember saying to myself, is this ever going to work? Because truth be told, a lot of times when we're trying to do new things, people around us may not quite understand what it is we're doing. And they may say things to us that may start making us think that our goal, our dream is just a dream that will never happen. But when I got very clear and I started putting numbers to things, I recognized that it wasn't so, my motivation wasn't the problem. I recognized that my commitment wasn't the problem. I recognized that there were some serious milestone goals that I had to create in order to get to the outcome that I wanted. And that's when everything in my company actually changed. That's when I started to say, oh, I don't have to work this other job anymore because now I am able to now subsidize that job with the income from what I'm creating, which was, you know, different products, which was different opportunities for people to come learn, grow, and scale and who they want it to be. So I want you to say hashtag UPML if any of this is helping you to grow. So let's see. So far I'm seeing true consistency is key by Maggie. Michael says 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000. I love it. Yeah, so, and then Michael says, I help people be innovative, double their creativity score, and unstick their projects with a step-by-step system I created and trained. I will publish the book behind it early next year and 3 other books. Michael is pumped up, y'all. Michael is awesome. It was such a pleasure to meet him in SW Encore. So, Michael, I'm glad you're in the tribe. Keep hanging in there. I'm sure you're going to meet some amazing people. Janelle says, hello. And Janelle says, I realize that teens now are missing 3 things, confidence in who they are as an individual, core values. Good. She's listening. Kimberly says, I really need help. I love your story because it helps me. Thank you. Maggie says, that's great. I want to be innovative. Kay says, the folk woman way, a special approach to empowering healing through meditation and radical self-care. You guys, Miss Kay is bad. She is awesome. She has a program to help people learn to de-stress. And how many of you guys know that that's so super important? So if you're enjoying this time, hashtag UPML. So I pause on my third point. So again, if you have questions right now, what are the things that are frustrating you right now that I can answer? I would love to answer your questions. So number one, show up for yourself. Number two, put a number to it. Number three, I want you to think, so once you get those first two things in check, number three, this is the real deal. So I want you to recognize, because this is really the climax of the theme of the day, which is when you don't see results, I'll ask you this question too. What are some of the words you feel when you don't see results? Come on, y'all. What are some of the words you experience or emotions you feel when you don't see any results? When you're starting something and you get stuck, or when you started something and you started seeing some traction and it fell off, what are some of the things you actually feel? Because this question has everything to do with my title, which is how to win when you don't see any results. Now, let me talk about this because this ties into my expertise in persistence research, right? So when I locked myself in the basement for 5 years to figure out why people were either successful in new endeavors or what made them fail, it was amazing to see all of the variables that allowed us to either win in some instances or to be lulled. And one of the things that really resonated was what we tell ourselves in the midst of the challenge. Now let's talk about this. So incongruence or a misalignment occurs when growth is happening. How many of you recognize that? So a lot of times when we're doing new things or we're getting out of our own way and we say, oh, I want challenge. Like when people come to me and they go, Dr. D, I want you to help me to get past my hurdle. I want you to help me to move past my negative thinking and all that stuff. And we start making headway. Well, what's happening subconsciously is that your mind, you have these old behavioral patterns that you have been conditioned to believe about yourself, about what you can do, and about what results you can have. And then you're trying to do these new things, and it's kind of like going like this. So you're trying to stay, you know, moving forward, and the other thing is going like this, and you're starting to feel frustrated. You're like, oh my gosh, this might not be working. But in actuality, it's not that it's not working. You're just getting into more congruence with regards to who you want to be and where you want to go. And so when we feel all of these things, you know, when we feel the frustration, when we feel overwhelmed, when we feel burnout, as Deborah said, we say to ourselves, oh my gosh, this is not working. I'm going to pause right here until it all makes sense to me. And I'm going to stop doing everything until it all makes sense to me. Can you put in the chat box? You got to start. You've just got to start. You've got to keep going. You got to go one step at a time. Yes, everything is raining, but I'm going to put my foot out there. Nothing seems like it's working, but I'm going to start again. So that's the third thing. Realize that incongruence is normal, and realize that, you know, sometimes incongruence will happen, but it's a natural part of your actual professional and personal growth. So that's the other piece. And then lastly, and I always talk about this, you got to show up more. You've got to show up more. And I don't mean, you know, overworking yourself, but I mean, you got to show up more in the areas you are weakest in. See, we wouldn't be where we are at if we didn't give attention to the weaker areas. So I love, for example, how, you know, it's like, look at everything that you're not doing. A speaker who loves to speak and isn't speaking will feel like he's not on purpose, or he or she is not on purpose, because he's not speaking. A singer who can sing, who hasn't been on stages, will eventually feel frustrated because that person's not singing. So what are the things that you naturally know how to do? That's easy, right? The things that we're naturally graced to do, we like doing those things. But what are the things we hate doing? Like, when are we going to write that book, right? When are we going to actually, put together that new training? When are we going to actually scale and call people and let them know, hey, I'm passionate about this thing that I do? So I want to encourage you, if you have not ever been to one of our coaching meetings, I would love to give you a virtual pass. And hopefully if you did visit before, you enjoyed yourself. But remember, you are not by yourself in this endeavor. I see people dropping their information, what they do. I love it. Michael says, Deborah, we got another African name in the house. Hey, I see Africa representing. And then Maggie says, I have to keep going. And incongruence, Michael says, is unpleasant. I have to show up more in the areas I'm weak on. Yes, so I want to talk about that. So one of the things I remember when I was starting out was, you know, first of all, I had to get out of my own way. So you guys can put get out of your own way. If you are a brand, if you're trying to build who you are not going to scale who you are if nobody can find you, if nobody can see you. Let me just say that again. If you are a brand and you're trying to scale a new business, you're a solopreneur, right? You're kind of at home, you're balancing your job. No one is going to be able to find you. The droves of people that are looking for you, you don't always have to go on Facebook ads and all these things to find those people you can serve. You know, one of your average friends has around 200 Facebook friends, right? So if you just take on average all the friends you have on Facebook or whatever, everybody typically has around 150, 200, maybe 1,000. It just depends on why they have those mediums. You know, and I want you to, you know, do your homework, take out the journal, ask yourself those three questions. Why am I so committed? What's the number? You know, the third one, how am I showing up when I'm frustrated? And then, you know, how can I let people see me, know me, hear me? Because if nobody can see you, if nobody can hear you, how are they going to ever find you beyond the people that naturally know you? So I want you to think about that. And the best way to think about it is, if you don't show up, who doesn't see you? So if you don't write that book, who's missing out on what you provide? If you don't tell all those people about how they can crush their debt, how many more marriages are going to end in divorce? If you don't do that wellness program, how many people are going to struggle with obesity and continue to have early deaths because they just need someone to stand by them and say, you're not by yourself. So these are, you know, we've got people out here with real issues, you guys, real issues. And I mean, I'm only one person. So as much as I love helping people in my business, I want to be able to, for those of you that I coach, I can't wait to say, hey, go to that person, go over there, because there are needs in corporations. There are needs in the private sector. There are needs with people in that are just individually living in their homes. And you might be the solution to their challenge. So don't throw in the towel and quit. Don't get frustrated. Get a plan. Get a plan and get into process. Figure out what are the things you can do. Get into coaching. You might want to sign up with me. You might go somewhere else. You might go to the library. I don't care what you do. But the number one thing you want to do is get into some kind of action. Don't settle. Don't say this is it. Oh my gosh, I was supposed to sell this many and I only sold two. Oh no, it's just, okay, let's reposition.